All right, we're here with Bill Chen, and you're in a research part of MSN, correct?
Right.
With the Virtual Earth team.
That's right.
And you've got something that you're going to show us here today that's a pretty cool twist on Virtual Earth. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. Today I'll talk about this system that we created called, which integrates videos and maps for driving directions. Let me just first say that this is a work in collaboration with several people, Boris Neubert, Eyal Ofek, Oliver Doisson, and Michael Cohen at Microsoft Research. Mm-hmm. So what we were looking at was how can we create a better driving directions experience? And what this is what happens today, right? When we go to a new destination, what happens is we drive around and we might get a little confused because we need to map what we have printed out on our map to what we visually see on the road.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult. And sometimes in-car GPS can also fail. So what
top down in print and straight ahead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And however, the second time we go to that same place, we find that it's a lot easier for some reason.
Yeah.
And the reason why is that when we went the first time, we've kind of memorized some of the visual cues. And when we go on the second time, we rely on those visual cues to help us navigate.
So we've seen it once, and then the second time, you understand where you're going.
Right. You go, oh, yeah, I remember seeing that McDonald's the first time, and mm-hmm. I make a right here.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted to do is to build a system that lets you preview your driving directions before you actually get in the car. So the idea is that, you know, you might be sitting at home on your in front of your desktop, and you might use this application, and it provides you this visual preview of your driving route before you get into the car. When you get into the car, when you actually drive, you might go, oh, I remember seeing that turn, you know, in this video application that I was using.
Yeah.
And so that will kind of help you drive the first time you navigate to a destination.
Mm-hmm.
So let me talk a little bit about the input to the system. So the input to the system is this sequence of panoramas. This is a video sequence that I've created from a sequence of panoramas captured at street level imagery. So it's a 360 degree field of view.
So this is the typical type of imagery that a car that's picking up the street level stuff for Virtual Earth would see?
That's right. It's 360 degrees captured at some distance, say a couple meters apart. And here I've just created a video from that. So this is the input to our system, this wide angle video. Now, if I were to simply crop this video to the forward-looking direction, we would get something that looks like this. Now, if our driving route was 20 minutes long, we wouldn't want to watch a 20-minute video.
Yeah, yeah.
However, if we just sped it up, as you can see here, then we kind of miss a lot of the turns and important landmarks along the driving route.
Mm-hmm.
So what the first part of our system takes this video and slows it down at important parts, like the turns and the landmarks, and speeds up in between, like you know, on the express or long stretches of road.
Yeah.
So let me show you what that looks like. So what you're seeing here, let me just pause it for a second. What you're seeing here on the bottom is a speed plot. And what this speed plot represents is, along the video, what is the velocity of the video that we should play.
Mm-hmm.
And these icons down here, like the left turn and the right turn, represent important parts of the video. And so we'd want to slow down at those parts of the video. And so you can see that the speed profile does drop when we are near the landmark.
So that's a turn that you'll want to recognize the buildings and the way that looks there.
That's right. And so if I play this video, you'll see that it slows down at this left turn, speeds up in between, and then slows down again. And the velocity at which we play the video depends on the distance between the two landmarks. So if the distance between two landmarks is small, then we'll speed up a little bit. But if the distance between two landmarks is very large, say from here to you know, downtown Seattle, from Redmond to downtown Seattle, then we'd speed up a lot more.
Yeah.
So that's their first enhancement to the video. We first slow down at the turns and the landmarks and speed up in between. Now, one thing you might notice from this video is that it still seems unnatural at the turns. And that's because we're looking straight along the forward direction. Mm-hmm. And when we make the turn, it seems like I'm turning and then I make an abrupt left turn as I turn. Yeah. And in reality, that's not how we actually turn when we drive, right? When we drive, if we make a right turn, we kind of turn our heads to the right and anticipate the turn. So the second feature that we've added to this video is to add a turn anticipation. And expand this here. So it's the same sequence, and now I'm going to make this left turn, but before I make the left turn, I'm going to first anticipate by moving the cropping window in this panorama towards that turn. So as I approach this left turn, you notice that I turn to the left. And this gives us a more continuous experience when we look at along this driving route.
Very cool.
So here it is again.
And so this, in theory, could run on like a Windows mobile phone with an internet connection as well.
That's right.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So another thing that we added to this video experience is, when we actually make the turn, there are certain, as you mentioned, certain buildings that we may want to emphasize. And so we were thinking about how can we emphasize those buildings when we make the turn. And to do that, we introduce a new idea called landmark thumbnails. Mm-hmm. And the idea here, let me just pause it again. The idea is that we should really take advantage of the full wide field of view that we actually have. As you remember, the input was a sequence of panoramas, these 360-degree videos.
Yeah.
And, that means that we have a lot more information than what I'm just showing you in this cropping window.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that when we approach a landmark or a turn, that the landmark will kind of expand over to the left as it kind of moves away from the center window. And the idea is to help to expand it and then freeze it to give us some more time to imprint that into our memories.
Yeah.
So as I make this left turn, you notice that the field of view expands to encompass this building, this landmark, and it freezes for a few seconds to help us kind of imprint it into our memory. Here's another landmark on the left. Let me show that to you again. So as we make this left turn, it expands the field of view to show the landmark, freezes it for a few seconds, and now we go to the next turn. So now we have this enhanced video, which is a video along your driving route. It slows down at the turns. It has the turn anticipation to give you this continuity, and it has the landmark thumbnails to kind of pull out the important landmark to say, hey, this is something that you might want to remember when you actually drive.
Mm-hmm.
So this video experience, this video is what we then feed into a mapping application. And the idea is that with a map, then you can kind of see where am I actually geographically when I'm playing this video.
Yeah.
So let me show you what that looks like. So here is our video map application. On the left, for example, are the driving directions.
Mm-hmm.
So the first might be turn left on Brockmann Gasse.
And these are the snapshots of the landmarks that we should recognize.
That's right. So those landmark thumbnails you just saw earlier that were peeling off from the video, those are exactly the snapshots that you see below each driving direction.
You've got a clear arrow that tells you which way you're supposed to be turning when you see that landmark.
Right.
Great.
And on the right is an interactive map. So this is using our Bing Maps. And we're focused over Graz, Austria. And on the map itself, you see a green route which shows you the driving direction for that video.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right is that video that I showed you earlier that we processed. So this video is a video that'll slow down at the landmarks, have turn anticipation, and it's going to peel off. Its field of view is going to expand when it sees a particular landmark.
Cool.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and press play, and it'll start playing the video, and the map is synchronized to the video. You'll see that there will be a dot. In this case, there's a blue dot here, which represents the position of the video on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start it off and press play. So here you see that we've zoomed in to this position on the map, and we're making a left turn. And at this left turn, the video will... let's see here. Oh, okay, right. On the left turn, the landmark is on the left, and the video will expand to the left and show you that this is the building you should remember mm-hmm. when you make that turn. Here we pass a landmark on the left, and again the field of view expands, and we show you that this is the landmark that you should remember.
Awesome.
Now the map, you can see that it's automatically panning and zooming. I'm not touching it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves automatically with respect to the speed of the video. So as the video slows down to show a landmark, the map will zoom in, as you see here. And as the video speeds up in between landmarks, it'll zoom out to give us some more context.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this is our interactive application. The idea is that in a desktop scenario experience, when we print out the driving directions, say the driving directions you see on the left, you might get a 30-second experience here that you can watch and interact with to familiarize yourself with the visual aspect of the road.
Yeah, very cool. And where can people find out more about this?
There's a website that there's a website that you can.
Okay, and we'll put that in the text for this video, so you can just go there and link over.
That's
and
right.
What are the future plans for this? Any idea or anything we can talk about yet?
We're definitely thinking about directions on how to put this into a shipping product, and also for the mobile application,
Very
platform
cool.
as well.
Nice. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you.